Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
PXY Morning.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Things Moose Breezy. Anyone else experience their young child seeing things in the home that you couldn't see for yourself? For example, maybe they had an imaginary friend, or maybe, I don't know, you're just freaking out because you've come to the realization that your kid's imagination is more than just child's play.
There's literally ghosts and demons and ghouls
so
within your home.
Well, perfect time for it. We're creeping up on October, but we get this message for Parental Confidential.
Yeah.
Coming in from Kaylee, who lives in Greece. And Kaylee writes in and she says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I've heard you talk about similar stories to the one that I have on your show, and I wanted to share this with you because I really could use some help with my daughter's situation. My daughter's 4 years old, and she constantly says there's an old lady on the ceiling in our guest room and in the master bedroom."
Okay.
"We hate those old ladies on the ceiling. We initially thought it's the light pattern, so we moved our bed, and now she points at a completely different location for this old lady. And apparently, this old woman is only here on certain days of the week. My mother, who stays with us, is freaking out and scared to stay in the house alone now. Last Friday, my daughter told us to run. And this old lady is climbing down from the ceiling."
What?
"Yeah, this is last Friday night. She told us to run because the old lady's climbing down from the ceiling, and my husband is absolutely horrified and asked if we want to move, which I found hilarious considering I'm the one who gets startled easily. Then about 2 weeks ago, we were looking for a pair of my daughter's white dress shoes for church that we always keep near the door. And after looking everywhere for them, we found them on the top of my daughter's closet shelf where it would be impossible for her to reach. My husband and I never touched those shoes. My mother never touched them. So things, needless to say, are starting to get weird. I'm more concerned about the woman my daughter's seeing, and I really can't tell how serious this is or if it's just her imagination. Should we try therapy? Has anyone else ever experienced anything like this with their child? Please help. Thanks, Moose and Breezy." Thank you, Kaylee.
Oh, okay. Golly.
This is too much. All right, give us a call, 585-252-9900. If your child has ever claimed to see people in a room that you couldn't see for yourself, what did you do?
So, this is so crazy because my friend used to live in a condo that, like, definitely had spirits. She had someone come and do all the things, sage, and clean them out.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if they moved or maybe there was relatives. They were at the neighbor's house. So there was no kids involved, but kids are so, so, so sensitive to spirit sounds, souls, energies. They always are.
Well, pets
they
too.
Always, yeah, that's what, like, it's the souls that can't speak quite yet, whether they be an animal or a child that doesn't have communication ability. And they are the ones who see the most. And I get it because it can be creepy and everybody knows that, obviously, 100%. But at the same time, it's like you don't know if their imagination's running wild or if it's actually them seeing things and, you know, being in tune with their spirituality. So with that being said, like, I just don't know if you should be losing it or if you should just take it for what it is.
Oh, well. Probably take it for what it is. My cousin's house when he moved in was something really bad was going on there. So what did I do as a kid? I went to the local church with my super soaker and filled it up with holy water and rode my bike over to my cousin.
You're twisted. You're literally twisted.
Let me go to the phones. Hi, Robin. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Robin. Talk to us.
Hi. So I have a 15-year-old daughter. And when she was little, we've lived in the house for over 30 years. And she would always, like, before she could talk, like, stare off into this one corner and, like, giggle and laugh.
Oh.
And I would try to, like, snap my fingers in her face to, like, get her attention.
Oh.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And as she started to talk, I would hear her talking to someone in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
But there was nobody with her. And then I was like, what are you doing?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, I'm playing with Ben.
Ben?
And I'm like,
who's Ben?
Yeah, I'm like, who's Ben? And she's like, oh, he's a little boy who used to live here.
Oh, this is too, yeah.
Wait, how old, like, was she? I'm sorry, I missed that part.
But she was 4 at the time.
Yeah, see, the so same, like, same
oh.
thing.
Oh,
the same
oh,
thing
oh
with
hi, Ben!
Kaylee's,
hi, Ben!
Kaylee's daughter's 4 as well. How did you handle that situation?
Like, at first I thought it was, like, imaginary. I kind of let it go. And
right.
then stuff started happening. Like, she would go to her dad's on the weekends and her toys would go off in her room, like the lights and the sounds.
Yeah.
And I messaged it to her.
No!
Yeah, she's like, it's okay, Mom. I told Ben he could play with my stuff when I'm not here. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, is Ben nice? And she's like, oh, yeah, he's really nice. I'm like, okay, is anybody else here? And she's like, well, there's an old man, but he won't talk to me, but he's nice. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, do you see him all the time? And she's like, only a little bit. I always see Ben. And then
shut
my brother
up.
And his girlfriend actually did, like, a Ouija board in our house.
Shut up.
They were house sitting for me. And she said, like, they said, is anyone here? And it spelled out Ben.
Oh, yeah.
I'm leaving. I'm going to go. Thank you, guys.
I never told them this. Like, never talked to them about it. I told his girlfriend, she started crying. She's like, I felt something. I knew it. I was like, I thought they were messing with me. I'm like, did you talk to your niece? And they're like, no, like we haven't talked to her, nothing.
Yeah.
And then
I have goosebumps.
She just kind of ignored it. It went away. Like, she turned 6 and I just casually asked her, I'm like, hey, like, do you see Ben anymore? And she's like, no, I can't see him anymore.
Stop.
Yeah. This is crazy. You see, what's similar to this, too, is that an old lady died in my cousin's home. And so when it was sold and they went to go fix it up, anytime they would do something new to the house, like they would do the floors or they would paint, something weird would take place. And my cousin was cleaning one day and she had all of these pictures on, like, a credenza. And so she was the only one in the house. But when she came out after cleaning, every single one of those photos was turned around facing the wall.
I've heard of that happening to my friends.
It's just so bizarre. Let me get to some text messages. Thank you so much. That wild story.
Crazy story.
You guys have a good one.
Insanity.
You too. Thanks.
What?
Got a text from Dan that says, I have an idea. Why don't you go to Home Depot today, buy some wood and nails, and then board the room shut?
Oh, it's so spooky.
Nancy says, when my daughter was around that age, I walked into the kitchen and she was having a conversation while looking at a corner. See, it's always in the corner. I asked her who she's talking to, and she said the old lady. And most recently, my son asked me why there was a head in my husband's jacket in the closet staring at him, and if I could get it away. I don't know exactly what I feel, how I feel about spirits and all, but I just asked them to leave. That's the best thing you can do. I don't know. Sarah says, this seems like a game to me. If your husband acts scared, then when Granny is climbing down from the ceiling, your daughter probably sees your husband getting scared and is playing it up because she's looking for a reaction. I don't think so. I don't know if that's the case.
Oh my God.
Rachel says, if your family is religious, smudge the house with sage, start at the back of the house, say a prayer for protection, open all the windows and doors to let the smoke out, and then finally use a lavender incense or spray to clear out the smell of sage, as it can be overwhelming. So that's
there's some people who are just like really afraid of that, and then there's some people who fully welcome it, and they're like, come through.
Yeah, yeah. Come hang. Come chill. Netflix and chill. We'll get so many texts
coming in for this. Popcorn for you in the list.
All right, we got to take a quick break.
I'm dead. Not literally, but I am dead.
All the messages. Kaylee, that's one way to handle it. Because I couldn't get to all of these, I'm going to send them over to your way, because I think there's a couple of things that might actually help you out.
I want a medium to come on the show.
Yeah, we'll get our daughter in the studio.
She's like, Ben's actually here. Love it.
All right, guys, we'll be right back. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
It's like one of the most heartbreaking stories I've ever witnessed in my entire life. There was a shooting during a youth football game in Buffalo over the weekend.
I heard, yeah.
And it left the entire team of children, parents traumatized. The coach was shot. So parents, players, and coaches said that Sunday shooting all happened so fast to even process what was going on. The Flower City Panthers football program was out in Buffalo, like I said, playing a game. And they heard a shot, and the realization didn't really set in. And then they heard the second shot and started running. It was an attempted robbery that led to shots being fired just feet away from the team. Very scary, very traumatic for everybody involved, especially those young, young kids who just wanted to get to safety. A man in his 30s was shot. That man was the coach of the Flower City Panthers program, who was there, obviously, supporting the team. He was struck in his right shin and left foot, and he was released from the hospital yesterday.
Thank God.
A coach for the team that they were playing said that the incident left the kids shaken up, rightfully so. The entire team saw a grief counselor the next day. But just like really, really hardcore stuff at a child's football game.
Reese, we're at a point now where parents don't want to leave the house.
Right.
Between schools, recreational sports, you can't go anywhere. The movie theater, malls, I mean.
These kids look like they're legitimately like 10 years old.
Yeah. That's where you're going.
I just don't understand.
That's where you're going to rob people, huh? Got it. And this happened in Buffalo, and that coach is from Rochester.
Yeah, like the team was from Rochester. They traveled to Buffalo to play the opposing team, and this is where it all took place. But like very, very scary and upsetting for the kids, the parents, the victims, everybody.
So, yeah, no, I would definitely be interested to hear from anybody who happened to be there, or if you have a kid on that team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's because so now you have to have a serious conversation with your kid of what they witnessed, how they're feeling.
Right. And like I said, you know, the grief counselor was in place for the entire team, but it's going to take more than one visit with a counselor.
Oh, yeah,
to
of course.
Obviously work through something like that, but.
Of course.
Prayers for literally everybody involved. Prayers aren't enough, in my opinion, but.
We're just glad the coach is okay, too. So everybody that was there at the game. Coming up on the show, you guys, I wanted to ask a question. How many of you are familiar with the new trend, fridgescaping?
Literally not at all.
This is where you decorate the inside of your refrigerator with candles, vases, flowers. How many of you are actually doing this? We would love to know who, but more importantly, why? We'll talk about this new trend coming up next on PXY. How many of you listening are familiar with the new trend going around? Fridgescaping. It's when you decorate the inside of your fridge with baskets, pictures, candles, you know, just to create a theme.
I don't understand what's happening here.
You got to make the interior of your fridge more aesthetically pleasing.
No, you don't.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, and I'm pissed because, first of all, the term aesthetically pleasing is ruining us as a society. Everyone has to have everything comfortable 100% of the time. And I think we should all take some time on learning how to be uncomfortable. Some things are just not meant to be aesthetically pleasing, like the inside of your fridge. You know what I mean? Like decorating the inside of your fridge. Where Where the hell am I supposed to put my Domino's pizza?
Yeah, I don't understand. The fridge is for one thing and one thing only. Holding your food and keeping it safe.
But I was looking...
You don't need candles in your fridge. How would they stay lit?
You got to see the pictures on like Pinterest or TikTok and people doing this. There is family photos. And when you open the refrigerator, there's family photos in the fridge. People are lighting candles, Breezy. I can't wrap my head around it. That is not, I don't know. I don't know how you do it. I don't know why.
It's very bizarre. There's lit. Yeah, there's flower vases in there.
585-252-9800. Please call me if you do this. I need to know why.
Picture frames. I don't get it.
Isn't that a hazard?
It is. I
just
think
have candles going on the inside just have of
chemicals
fridge.
Just like next to your produce is weird to me.
No, but. Don't worry. There's soy. Right.
Right, of course.
But when you go out of people's homes and they do this to their table, you know, with the table, the towels, the tablecloths and what have you, just picture that, but the inside of their fridge, like beautiful decor. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't hold on. I got a call coming in. Hi, PXY. What's your name?
Good morning. Hi to you guys.
Oh my gosh, what's going on?
I'm so excited to be here. Okay, so I am literally one of those people who you were talking about, okay? I like to think that I am the person who actually came up with fridge escaping because, guys, I have literally been putting candles and decorative vases in my fridge since way before this was even a thing.
Stop.
Why?
Yeah, why?
What?
Why are you doing that?
Okay, you are missing out, guys. It's incredible to just go to the place that is responsible for storing the thing that gives you energy and health.
Wait, right? Hold on. Can we back up for a second? What else is giving you energy?
Yeah, what?
Well,
you can be honest with us. What do you want, Joanne?
I opened my fridge this morning, and I said, where's that delicious frappuccino I'm going to make? When I just pulled the milk out, and it's stored in the most beautiful container. I'm telling you, it's just my fridge. I just already dealt with my fridge this morning, and this is the state it puts me in. I mean, can you imagine the thing that is just, I mean, look, all of us enjoy walking into a clean space, right? Especially like a hotel.
Right.
You'll love a clean, beautiful environment where it smells good. The aesthetics are amazing. So why shouldn't we give our food that's going into our bodies the same feeling?
Because it's coming out the other end in like an hour.
Yeah, it's not.
So anyway, my fridge typically consists of colored bowls that are handcrafted from the Le Creuset collection, if you're familiar.
No, we're not familiar.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you've got to check it out. I can send you a link. And then I will accompany those bowls with something colorful like cherries or oranges or carrots. Anything bright and vibrant. When someone opens my fridge, I want them to scream happiness.
You want them to be excited.
So much happiness.
Hell.
So let me ask you something. You put actual candles and you light them and you put them within your refrigerator.
Actually, what I use, I did try that, but it was a little odd because then I would close the door and I'm like,
Yeah, right.
I try it, scented candles. But, you know, so what I do now, you know those little candles with like the electric, little battery operated tapers? I put those in.
Okay.
I feel like, because when the light goes out in there, think about it. The fridge light goes out when you shut the door.
Right,
let me ask you one thing. I have to know this. Do you have any photos of you or your family within the refrigerator?
Oh, yes.
Joanna, stop. Come on.
She goes, oh, yeah.
Come on.
She goes, but of course.
Come on. A fridge is meant to be functional. There's a reason most people don't store random crap in there.
Yeah, this is so weird to me.
Decorating the outside of the fridge, I mean, that's one thing. That can spark joy. But decorating the inside is just, you're messing with the functionality of the refrigerator. That's what you're doing.
Yes, I am.
You afraid that your sense and dyes are going to go into your food?
No, I'm pretty careful, you know, and I've got the little snap top lids on things, but if it seems like it's a moister food, more moist food that, you know, that I'm worried that it could be more receptive, then I'll give it a little, you know, a little barrier. But for the most part, no. I mean, these are all, I use very organic, all natural stuff. I haven't noticed while cooking, like, that I've got an over scent of something.
Right.
Nothing has really bothered me. If anything, it's only enriched it. My husband
he's very much now into this whole fridgescaping trend. He's so supportive. Oh, gosh, I love him so much.
Right. Hey, do me a favor. Tell your husband to blink twice if he needs help, okay?
Yeah, you're scaring me, genuinely.
No, but gosh, guys, think about this. I mean, come on. How many people are so miserable today, you know, because they can't find joy in the small things?
Listen, Joanne, I'm not here to yuck your yum.
You never are?
But it's just a little over the top, if you ask me.
It's totally over the top. What are you talking about? Nobody's saying it's not. It's ridiculous.
At least she can admit it. Yeah.
I mean, at least you're not in denial about that. Otherwise, right. You'd really be freaking us out, and you already have.
Well, you know, what's wrong with a little vase of flowers?
Hey, you do you.
And with your food to cheer them up. They say when a flower doesn't bloom, you fix the environment in which the flower grows, right? You don't actually fix the flower.
Joanna, so, do you have kids?
I do not have kids.
Right. And so people are screaming at their radio right now who have 5 children at home. They don't have the room for this. Are you kidding me? But thank you so much for the call.
You're giving me a great idea, though. What if there was, like, the kids could color inside the fridge?
We got to go.
You had just, like, crayons. You could wipe it free.
Yeah. No. It's an idea, but I'm just...
Not the kids keeping the fridge door open and all your food going bad.
You're the
That's
first person.
True. Okay, they can... You
Joanna,
can teach
Joanna,
them.
Joanna, I got to let you go. But thank you so much for your call. And I'm glad that you actually gave us some insight on how this works.
Absolutely nutty.
Thank you for your time. It's so fun to talk to you guys. Thank you for your work.
And stay positive. Thank you for your work. Okay, bye. Oh my god.
Okay.
See ya. Oh.
What?
I need a drink. ASAP.
Yeah, I'm so good.
Well, I love that she brought joy to so many people listening this morning. Somebody texted in that Joanna needs a job and needs to fill her fridge with ham and cheese.
No, literally.
Let me go to Holly real quick. I really don't get this at all. Tell this woman's husband that I wish him the best of luck, because she's about to do this probably to his shed outside.
No, actually, though.
Jen says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I've seen this trend. I have 4 kids at home. What person with a grown family, like you said, has time to turn the inside of the refrigerator into a showroom? How big is your fridge? I need all the room I can get with a family of 6.
All right. I got to go buy more frames for my fridge. So catch me at Hobby Lobby.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these 2 clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
BXY. All right, let's get into it this morning. 585-252-9800. You want to clear the air with us?
Yeah. Let's clear it out. Let's air it out, shall we? I feel like a lot of people take this segment and are just extremely spicy with it.
Kind of like our friend Sherry here. I'm sorry, but blowing your nose at the dinner table is just about as gross as farting. There, I said it.
Wait.
Do you agree?
I think... Well, I mean, listen, you can help if you fart. You can't really help if you blow your nose or if you sneeze or something along those lines. But I will say, if you are sneezing or blowing your nose into a cloth napkin, jail, imprisonment, we'll see you in a cell. It's a no for me.
Yeah, those were all my uncles. They had a handkerchief. They'd pull it out, blow their nose in it, put it right back in the pocket.
I have a little more grace for that because it's their personal thing. But if it's the restaurant's napkin.
Oh. Yeah, that's so
disgusting. That's a little gross. I'm not.
It's so disgusting.
But like you do you, Vincenzo. Yeah,
that's his name.
Yeah, kind of figured. Yeah. I had like one of 2 options, Tony or Vincenzo, and I really hit the nail on the head. This person says, the phrase small town is often used too broadly. What qualifies a small town? Over 6,000 people or 40? I'm just confused. Like, they give the example. Springfield, Illinois, and Rochester, New York are completely different towns when it comes to the size of the town, but they're both considered small towns. Would you consider Rochester, New York a small town?
I would consider it a smaller, to medium-sized market. Yeah. Because it really depends on the amount of people that, because in the metropolitan area that surrounds Rochester, there's quite a few people. There's got to be close to a million. With all the towns, you add that all up.
Like, I would consider, like, I don't know, Shortsville a small town.
Those are small towns.
Those are small towns outside. I wouldn't consider Rochester a town. I would consider it a city.
No, Rochester is a city.
Right.
Right. It's not a town. But
we already went over this. Butchered it.
Me?
Remember I gave you the map and I was like, name the cities, towns.
Nobody can do that, Breezy.
I did it just fine.
Breezy gives me a map. I have to fill out all the surrounding areas around the city of Rochester. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Big Ed's here. Ew. What's up, guys?
Why?
He appreciates that, Breezy. What's up, guys? I went to the aquarium last weekend, but I didn't stay long. There was something fishy about that place. Let me know if you guys want another one. We're good, buddy. Thank you for your contribution to today's show.
We can't tell if that's dead air or if we're just not laughing. This person, I'm going to puke, but that's okay. This person says, ranch is the best condiment for hot dogs. There, I said it.
You can dip ranch in anything. I just refuse to do it. Blue cheese all day, baby.
No. I mean, like, listen, both are worthy condiments, in my opinion. I would never dip wings in ranch. That's criminal. That's absolutely psychotic. I would never do that. But I do think that ranch serves a purpose for other vehicles of eating, not wings or chicken tenders by any means.
Right.
Like French fries.
No, I just won't do it.
You just won't eat ranch, period.
I won't.
Okay.
If I'm dipping my fries in something, blue cheese.
I don't know. It's a palate. It's a different thing for your palate. I don't know.
Let's go over to Karen. What a time to be a Karen. Toxic positivity is a real thing, and it's a total red flag. There, I said it. People who are constantly positive but broke and sick all the time have issues. I've been saying this forever. My buddy Paul. Perfect example. Dude, are you going to get a job soon? You're so broke. And
the universe will take care of me.
You have 2 to 3 kids. It's all going to work out, buddy. Can I borrow $60? No, you can't. Christina.
Because I only take Zelle because I exceeded the Venmo limit.
Yes. What's up, Christina? Hi, Moose and Breezy. Does anyone know where the best Chinese buffet in Rochester is?
Ew.
I
want
to bring my boyfriend visiting from out of town. Why? You want him to get sick? What's your plan here, Christina? When's the last time you ate at a buffet?
I can't tell you exact. I need to tell you something.
Open door mission? Where were you?
No. I need to tell you what I ate for dinner last night.
Would you eat for
You're going to judge me.
Golden
no,
Crow?
You're judging me. You're already judging me. I didn't even say it.
But most likely, I've eaten it too, Breezy.
Okay,
you
that is true. I had sushi from Aldi.
Okay. How was it?
It was okay. It was okay.
I had sushi too. It was from Wegmans.
No, I just, I don't know.
The sushi from Wegmans is very good, but tell me about what's going on at Aldi's. They took that out of the canal?
No, so my mom had it, and I slept at my parents last night, and she was like, I was like, what are we having for dinner? She goes, I don't know, find something in the fridge. So I pull out this box of sushi from Aldi, and I was like, can I have this? She goes, been in there a while.
Oh,
so I
no.
checked the expiration date and it said it was good till next June. So I was like, I don't know how that works, but pop up. I think it was supposed to be frozen. I was like, okay.
Let's back up. You had sushi that was good until next June.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That's what it said.
There's no way.
6/2025.
You get 3 days to eat raw fish, baby.
I don't know. Something's that was fishy about it. Anyways, I had it, and the only thing that was wrong with it, which I will recommend for others if you go get sushi from Aldi, is don't keep it in the fridge because the rice will get hard. That was the only thing that was kind of, the rice was a little crunchy. It was kind of giving Rice Krispie. But other than that, I mean, good vibes.
good vibes from the sushi at Aldi's. Right, we'll keep that in mind.
I was so afraid I was going to get sick and miss the Pride game, but I'm not. I'm good.
But you still took a chance. Listen, if you eat sushi and the expiration date on it is eat before 3 years from now, then that don't do it. I don't know who this person didn't leave a name, but they're like, having pets is not worth the pain of losing them. No thanks. Never again. There, I said it.
I wholeheartedly agree.
That's tough, man. Did you just lose a pet? Whoever you are, we're sorry to hear that.
Like, you know, there's an expiration date on your love. Not me crying. Oh my God.
Oh my God, you okay?
Not me sobbing. I'm not even a pet person.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Never grew up with a dog or a cat. But the day we had to put our rabbit down, Snickers, of 13 years, it was hard on the whole family.
I cannot believe your parents were like, no dog, no cat, but we'll get a rabbit whose teeth rot out of their head and it's so much admin to take care of.
No admin at all.
You have to take care of their teeth or they'll rot.
Yeah, I mean, that was like, you know, you'd brush them once in every couple of years, but that thing would hop around the house. It was potty trained.
Did it wear a diaper?
No, it would just hop, go upstairs, go to the basement, come back up, and he'd go into the crate when he had some business to do.
So weird.
He was a good guy.
Like, pop off, Snickers.
Courtney says, I will never fly Spirit Airlines again. It was the worst experience of my life. There, I said it. Oh, what a shocker. The seats on the plane are too small. I had to pay for drinks, and they charged me like $75 to check one bag. Plus, the flight was delayed twice.
Yeah, well, Courtney, what do you expect? You paid $3 for the flight.
Right.
Like, move on.
What did you think was going to happen?
What?
You're actually shocked by this?
I'm so dead. No, it's hilarious. Yeah, listen, there's some sketchy things going on with some sketchy people, but these things happen, and we got to persevere.
Anytime I get on an airplane and the guy's duct taping the left wing, I'm out.
You know what? If it costs me more to upgrade, I'm going to just risk it for the biscuit.
If a Diet Coke on the plane is more than the ticket itself, you better get the hell off.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one
hit
music station.
Benson Boone on PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Let's talk about RG&E for a second. Customers are going to see a $12 increase on their bills come May, just as part of a negotiated rate increase approved by state regulators. So if you're a National Grid customer and you thought you were spared, think again. Now
the drama
that now that utilities want to increase its customers' rates too, National Grid is asking state regulators to increase its average residential customer's bill by $18.92.
That's nothing to wave a stick at
per month, and that's for electricity. Gas is going to be $18.34 more per month. It's for natural gas. Dave Bertolo is he's the National Grid spokesman. And he said, this isn't something that we did in a vacuum or in a dark room. We just presented it to the Public Service Commission.
Right.
What we're trying to do is be transparent in this process. And he went on to say, we know that the rates you mentioned is a punch in the stomach. Nobody likes to have price increases, not at the gas pump, not in the grocery store, and of course, not from your energy company. But that's the reality right now. And, you know, one of the good questions that was asked, too, was, well, how do people deal with this change? You can't financially manage it.
Right. They just don't have electricity. It's all over.
No, Breezy.
They're lighting fires.
They have other options. And he went on to say, we have programs in place to help people pay their bills. We have our consumer advocates who are planning to be at these public service meetings where you can interact directly with them. So these meetings are going to be held. They're set for next week in Syracuse and then in Buffalo. If you're a customer and you want to have your voice heard, you can sign up and talk at either of those, or you can do a virtual hearing as well, which is probably going to be a lot more convenient for some people.
So you don't have to haul ass to Buffalo or Syracuse.
Or Syracuse, yeah. But rates are going up. It's tough times we live in, you guys.
You know what? It's just hard to, like, live.
It is hard to live. Because No, realistically.
I'm not even trying to be drama. Like, no, I'm just being so for real right now.
There are so many people that struggle on the daily, you know? We're all guilty of taking things for granted.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot to be thankful for. But there are people, man, that they get up every morning, they work their asses off, they have nothing to show for it, mm-hmm. and they still put a smile on their face. They still don't complain. Those people, man.
It's tough on these streets.
It really is.
It's tough on these streets.
So for those people who are going to get an increase, those residential customers, your bill is going to go up $18.92 for electric and $18.34 for gas per month. But like this guy said, there are programs in place to help people pay their bills. So that's the good thing. More to come on that. All right. 585-252-9800. Breezy, we need caller 8 right now.
Yes, we do. Can't beat Breezy.
This is your shot to take home a customized 98PXY Stanley Tumbler.
Guys, this is one of your last chances.
All you got to do is beat our girl Breezy in 5 pop culture trivia questions right now. And trust me, she's like 0-4 right now, so the odds are in your favor. Coming up right after the break, caller 8 right now. Good luck.
PXY is free and always will be. She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. PXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game, Can't Beat Breezy.
That's right. We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 for Can't Beat Breezy. For your shot to win a brand new customized 98PXY Stanley Tumbler. Thanks to our friends at Epic Records.
Let's do it!
All right, let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
This is Samantha. Woo!
Samantha! You are caller 8!
Let's go!
Samantha, what town are you representing today?
I'm representing Batavia, New York.
Woo! Batavia Downs is proud of you.
All right, 5 pop culture trivia questions. If you get more than right, get more correct than Breezy, you got yourself a brand new Stanley. Remember, Samantha, Breezy is officially 0-4. She is leaving the studio to go next door.
Good luck.
Our soundproof booth.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, Samantha, let's get right into it, okay? Let's do Batavia Proud this morning. Question number 1. Launched in 1980, what popular video game features 4 ghosts named Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and Clyde?
Do I have to answer as a question?
Yeah, tell me your best answer for the question. It's not Jeopardy. Just give me the name.
Pac-Man.
Question number 2. What professional sports does Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark play?
That is basketball.
Question number 3, Samantha. What is the name of the actor who got slapped at the 2022 Academy Awards?
Chris Rock.
Samantha, this is a tough one. Question 4. Which famous actor went on trial for being involved in a ski accident?
Ooh. I don't think I know this one.
Give me a guess.
I'm going to go with the mom from from Parent Trap.
Okay.
This is supposed to be an
solid answer. All right, Samantha, question number 5. Which country did IKEA originate from?
Sweden.
All right, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. Breezy, take the headphones off. Come on back in. All right, let's tally them up. Our girl, Samantha, not too shabby. 4 out of 5.
Great. Let's get it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, Breezy, put your game face on. You need to win one today. Make me proud.
I know. I feel like we should go back to just revealing the wins after we are all done because it's too much pressure.
Okay, question number 1, Breezy.
Yes.
Launched in 1980, what popular video game features 4 ghosts named Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and Clyde?
Teletubbies? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know anything about that.
Think of a very popular
Ghostbusters?
Okay, all right.
Sure.
Question number two. What professional sport does Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark play?
Oh, basketball.
Breezy question three. What is the name of the actor who got slapped at the 2022 Academy Awards?
Chris Rock.
Question number four. Which famous actor went on trial for being involved in a ski accident?
Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Last question. Breezy, which country did IKEA originate in?
Sweden.
All right, let's tally them up. Question number one. When I had asked Samantha, launched in 1980, what popular video game features four ghosts named Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and Clyde, you said Pac-Man. That is correct. Breezy said Ghostbusters or something like that. Absolutely crushed
no
it.
No clue. I wasn't born in the 80s.
That's okay. Question number four. Which famous actor went on trial for being involved in a ski accident? The answer to that was Gwyneth Paltrow. Our girl Samantha got that one incorrect. Breezy got that right.
That's so tough.
It did come down to a tie. And I know it's been coming down to a tie week after week.
Yikers.
And you know the rules. If it's a tie, it's an automatic win for our listeners.
I know. We should change that rule because in that case, I should have won like five times. So.
Hey, congratulations, Sam. You got yourself the Stanley. Really well done.
No, I'm so happy for you. Crush it.
Thanks, Breezy.
Is there multiple girls in there? What's going on right now?
What are you guys doing?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the car with my fiance.
She's like, oh, yeah, I'm driving a school bus right now.
All the kids.
We love it.
I'm obsessed with you.
Hey, do me a favor, Samantha. Say, my name is Samantha from Batavia, and I just beat Breezy.
My name is Samantha from Batavia, and I just beat Breezy. Woo!
Love it.
All right, pay attention to the kids now.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Hey, it's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. In the last few weeks, we've had some guests come into the studio from Fringe Festival. Last week was comedy mentalist Anthony Prizzuti, blew our minds.
I was obsessed with him.
He really was great.
He was so crazy.
Yes. Tonight, I'm going to be, I mentioned this earlier, I'm going to be hosting a Q&A for Fringe Festival. It's a short film, The Worst Best Man Ever. And that's going to be tonight at the JCC Hart Theater, right off Edgewood Ave. And joining us in the studio is the writer and producer of the film, Philip Ramos, but also the director of this very funny film, and hometown boy raised right here in Rochester, New York, Mr. David Wheeler.
Woo!
Thank you.
Welcome, you two.
David, what's up, man?
Welcome
back to town.
Thank you.
You just got in from New York yesterday, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. How does it feel to be home?
Oh, it feels great. I love being back in Rochester. I always say if I could do what I do in New York here, I would be back here. It's great to see mom and dad and just great to be back with the people and the energy and the food.
It's kind of
food.
I know this is all about you, but I know one of my goals was always to bring a film back home and have family and friends be there. And your family and friends are going to see this for the first time tonight.
Yes, I've kind of been holding out on them. I haven't shown anybody the film yet. Just a couple people that have been to a few film festivals in New York City and a couple other places that we've premiered. But this is our first time showing the film in Rochester. I thought at this point, once we knew about the date, I was just like, everyone needs to see it on a big screen, larger than life. That's the way movies are intended to be seen. And I'm excited all the friends and family are coming out. And
That's how I met him. For the first time was when he brought his film home. So you might meet your new co-host tonight. Who's to say, really?
That's true.
I would love that.
Yeah, Breezy was front and center. I was really, it was humbling to see her show up and show some love. Now, Philip, I want to go to you real quick. So you wrote and produced this film.
Yes.
Where did the idea come from?
Well, David had this feature film called Groom's Day that we're trying to find funding for. And I was just trying to do like a prequel to that feature.
Okay.
basically to use it as a proof of concept so that we could find funding to make Groom's Day in Rochester.
in Rochester, New York, which has been the goal for you, David.
That's the goal, yeah. I mean, I've been all over the country doing production, and I've always wanted to bring what I love and what I do back home to Rochester. And I think that there's just a lot of beautiful scenery, a lot of great talent here. And our day jobs are making professional production. So we feel like we got the tools in the bag and we're ready to just bring back
100%
home what we want to do.
And not to mention, you're in a town that has one of the oldest running film festivals in the world. I mean, we're coming up on 60, maybe longer than that. But we're close to 70 years, the Rochester Film Festival.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of the film festivals that your film has been in and some of the ones I've been in the past started 2, 3, 4 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us a little bit about the film. What is it about?
Yeah. The Worst Best Man Ever. It's a proof of concept feature for a feature film called Groom's Day. And The Worst Best Man Ever is about our main character, Kevin, is asking his best friend, Sam, to be his best man. And Sam explains that he doesn't like his future fiance.
Mm.
A blast from the past kind of gets reintroduced, and Kevin is forced to make a life decision. And will he go left? Will he go right? And it's kind of our ode to turning 30 and kind of a coming of age movie for adults, sure, where sometimes you're faced with a life decision, and partly are you making decisions based on love, or are you making decisions based out of convenience and just choice? And so we flirt with that idea in our version of a modern rom-com.
It's so tough for Kevin. It's so tough.
I've
been in 8 weddings in 3 years, so I can totally relate to, to Sam.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you were to recant all those 8 weddings, which ones were out of love and which ones were out of love?
We're not going to get into that on air, but we'll talk about that off the air.
You know what they say. I mean, art imitates life.
Exactly.
You know? And so doing this film, how long did it take you to actually start to finish, make the film? How long did it take to film that?
Well, the original idea started 13 years ago. And so what had come from...
You were really hanging on there, huh?
yeah. Really trying to get this one down. So The Worst Best Man Ever was about 2 years into making. Philip had wrote it back in April of 2022. And he sent it to me. I read it immediately. I loved it. And he was basically like, we don't have to do this. We can change everything. And I was just like...
You love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
And then we were working on a show called And Just Like That at the time. And honestly, timing was just kind of the issue. We didn't have a chunk of time to like really just get this done. And then funding, of course. And so we spent like a year planning every detail of it. And then in June of last year, we had made all the plans. We hired the people. We got the locations. We did the thing.
It's a process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we shot in June of 2023 for 4 days. And great cast, great crew, great locations.
Yeah, like so many people, man. You're probably like me. I talked myself out of doing something so many times.
Yeah.
You just have to do it.
Yeah.
And when you do it and it's done and you see it come to life, especially like you're going to do tonight in front of all the people you love, there's nothing more fulfilling and satisfying than that, because it really all started on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
You know, and I know, Philip, you are born and raised from where?
I was born in Buffalo.
Oh, okay, so right down the road.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Bills Mafia, baby.
I want to ask you really quick, either of you can answer this question, but the most challenging part of filming The Worst Best Man Ever, what are some of the obstacles you ran into?
Well, I kind of say that we didn't really have a lot of challenging things because we enjoyed the process like immensely. Like the week before we were shooting, it was like every day we had to do this thing, and it was like 12-hour days, but it was like... We enjoyed like every minute of like planning every moment.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Casting and the locations, and like it was all like a lot of work, but then it's like our dream to do this. So then that's really what we want to do.
If you guys are just joining us, we're joined in the studio live today by David Wheeler and Philip Ramos, who's the writer, director, producer of the film The Best Worst Man Ever, that is going to be at Fringe Festival tonight at the JCC Hart Theater. And I'll be, you know, hosting the Q&A, and I'm sure I'll ask you some of these questions again tonight. But I'll leave you with this. For so many people in Rochester, New York, you and I, we've had a similar path. We became friends in Los Angeles.
Yes.
What do you say to a lot of these young professionals and kids that want to follow in your footsteps?
Yeah. I appreciate that question, and I went to SUNY Brockport, so another local connection, and I still talk to kids there, and so a lot of times I tell them two things. You just have to do it. like you literally just have to do it. That's the only thing stopping you from doing anything. It's just going out and
just doing send it.
And then the other thing is you also have to love what you do. There's been so many challenges to get to this point in my career, in my life. And I think that if you don't at the core of it, love what you're doing, then it's just not worth it. Go do something else.
Well said.
Yeah.
Well said.
Period.
Because, you know, waking up and doing what you love every single day, it never feels like work.
Exactly.
If you can figure out what that one thing is. Doors open at what time tonight?
Doors open at around 8 o'clock. I would get there probably around 7:45, 7:50. And then there'll be a photo opportunity so we can do a little meet and greet and shake some hands and take some photos. Then we'll get seated and the movie will start right around 8:10. And then Moose will join us on stage and we'll answer some more questions.
Yes, I will. Are you married yet? What's going on in New York? Have you found that special one?
Not yet. Single and
ready to mingle.
Ready to mingle. And the movie would probably touch from a past relationship in my life. They say write what you know. And even though Philip wrote it, it's inspired by parts of my life.
T. That's what it is,
man.
That's big T.
Well, yeah. I don't know the last time you've been back, but if you're planning on going out tonight, there's no more clubs in Rochester. It's all breweries. So
where are we going?
A strange bird.
Yeah. All right, guys, we will see you tonight. Thank you so much for coming into the studio. And again, congratulations on your film.
Thank you. Thank you
so much. Amazing.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the film Blue Valentine, starring the beautiful Michelle Williams and, of course, the dreamy Ryan Gosling. So talented. The film is a roller coaster of emotions. Anyone who's been in a really horrible, toxic relationship can relate to this film, so I totally suggest giving it a watch. Before Breezy breaks down the film, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie yesterday at Mooster Peace Theater. Take a listen.
I'm so out of love with you. I have nothing left for you. There's literally nothing. I have nothing. Nothing is left here. It's over. It's done.
Don't say that stuff. Don't say stuff that you can't take back.
Shut up. Just shut up. I want you out of here. Go.
Oh, what? Are you going to hit me? Huh? You going to hit me? Is that it? Go ahead. Hit me. Go ahead. Hit. You know you want to. Hit me.
No, I don't want to hit you. I'm not the bad guy here. You are.
Go ahead.
You're not a man. You've never been a man. Get out.
Oh, explain to me what that is. Huh? What is a man? Huh? Oh, you want a big man? What's a man? You want me to start throwing stuff around? Huh? You want me to do this? What's a big man? Huh? Tell me.
Stop!
Tell me what's a
Stop
big
it.
Man.
Stop it. What the hell is wrong with you? You're at my place of work, you a-hole. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you so much. Get out of my life. I never want to see you again. You're garbage. You're trash. I literally hate you.
Ah! Cut. All right, so that was us acting out Blue Valentine, and I love that I'm doing Breezy's Big Movie Review with no Breezy in the studio. That's absolutely fantastic. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 86%. Breezy crushed it yesterday.
Thank you.
So here's the breakdown of the film. Ryan Gosling plays Dean. Michelle Williams plays Cindy. They live a quiet life, very modest neighborhood. To the casual observer, everything appears to be normal, but a closer examination reveals a couple caught in a downward spiral. They appear to have the world at their feet at the outset of the relationship. However, his lack of ambition and her retreat into self-absorption cause potential irreversible cracks in their marriage. I mean, the whole thing puts you on the edge of your seat and you're like, I don't ever in my entire life want to be in a relationship like this.
No, it was really tough. It was extremely tough to watch. It was a tough scene, if I'm being honest. So I watched this with my entire family last night, which was uncomfortable for everyone involved.
Wait, so did you point out the scene that we did on the air?
They pointed it out to me.
Okay, so
they were like, oh, here's your scene. I was like, oh, God. He's like literally hammered.
Okay, did this movie hold up, Breezy?
Of course it did.
Yeah,
because you know what? There's so many people that are in marriages like this that it's just a tough go around. And like kind of like our friend was saying, in the sense of like
are you with this person out of convenience?
Right.
Or are you with this person because you actually love them?
Right.
Big vibes of convenience last night.
And that's the thing. I mean, most people are in a relationship because they're comfortable and right. It's convenient. All right, let's get right into it. You said the movie held up, which it totally did.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite character in the movie?
Oh my God, I hated all of them. Let's see. Probably the dog that didn't make it.
Right, that was your favorite. Okay. Okay, thank
or
you.
Or the little girl. She wasn't really in it that much.
You really dug deep on this one.
No, for sure.
Did you have a favorite?
There wasn't, to be honest, there wasn't that many characters. There was like six in the whole film.
Yeah, I mean, it saved him a lot of money.
Yeah, it did.
So, least favorite scene in the movie, or favorite, give me one.
Well, there was a lot. I think one of the things I literally hated about the movie was like, the flashbacks were not that apparent. Like, my brother was like, see, and now he's younger because she's in a wheelchair and he no longer has a mustache. I'm like, that's not, there's no distinction.
This could have been yesterday.
Of that, them being 20 years ago. Yeah, like, right. What?
Because they look
He goes, missing. My brother goes, you know, like, when you're younger and you're just, like, really clumsy and you're more likely to hurt yourself. I'm like, no, because she was in a wheelchair in one scene. I think one of the things that I took away from it was when she ran into her like old college, high school love, whatever, yeah. In the supermarket.
Yeah.
And this is what I took away from it. He was wearing the best dad ever hat.
Yeah.
He was wearing like world's number one dad on that baseball hat. And I was like, that's his daughter. That's his kid. I called it from the jump.
I know. This is Breezy's big movie review. If you guys are just joining us, she's breaking down Blue Valentine. With Ryan Gosling and Michelle Williams. Breeze, what's the best throwback moment of the film?
I gotta go with the hotel.
I was going to say the mustache of the hotel.
The future room.
By the way, that scene put me on the edge of my seat because I can feel every single emotion they were going through in that scene. They went on this little weekend getaway to try to rekindle their marriage.
I would barely call it a weekend getaway. It was like one night. She was like, please don't waste money on that. He's like, I already booked it. And it was the most disgusting motel I've ever seen in my entire life. My mom was like, I would never.
Oh,
no, like, I would never.
It's worse than the Tropicana.
There was
Vegas.
Definitely bed bugs in the space room. 100%.
All right, Breezy. Popcorn bucket score out of 5. What are you rating it?
Yeah, like it was good.
Well, here we go.
Yeah, like it was all right. It was definitely like a hard watch. I will say that out of 5, I'm giving it a 3.8.
Oh my God, I thought you were gonna say 2.
Okay, good. Okay, great.
We're totally good with that. 3.8?
Yeah, 3.8.
For Blue Valentine.
Cindy was like, I don't know. I didn't vibe with Cindy.
Yeah, because she reminds you of yourself. That's
no, I am not Cindy. Cindy's not me. Goodbye.
PXY Mornings, how many of you listening are familiar with the new trend going around fridgescaping? It's when you decorate the inside of your fridge with baskets, pictures, candles, yes, candles.
So bizarre.
Just to create a theme and make the interior of your fridge a little bit more aesthetically pleasing.
So bizarre.
I just don't understand why every single thing has to be aesthetically pleasing. Because we are conditioned to try to be 100% comfortable all the time. And that's just not how the world works.
Right.
We need to learn how to be uncomfortable. Decorating the inside of your fridge...
What happened?
Well, I don't understand. Yeah. Where the hell are you supposed to put your pizza?
Yeah.
Especially me.
If there's frames in there and candles and air fresheners, it's like now you're just eating toxins.
And you know there are people out there doing it. But 585-252-9800. Guys, how many of you listening have actually done this or are currently doing it? Fridgescaping. Go on to Pinterest right now, Breezy. The amount of crazy fridgescaping photos you're going to find on there is wild.
It's really weird.
One woman had a picture of her entire family. As soon as you open the fridge, it's on the shelf next to the fruit.
It's like, I don't love anything that much to put in my fridge. Not even my like day-old Chinese. Yeah, I don't know. It just looks, there's like pumpkins in there. There's little glassware with flowers in it. And I don't know.
You know there's moms out there that are doing this right now, and they're loving it, and their husbands are coming home after a long day, and they're opening the fridge like, oh my
God. Think of tablescapes and like how beautiful those look on your table, and then picture it in your fridge. That's exactly what it is. Fridgescaping.
Hi, PXY, what's your name?
Weird.
Good morning. Hi to you guys.
Hello. Oh my gosh, what's going on?
I'm so excited to be here. Okay, so I am literally one of those people who you were talking about, okay? I like to think that I am the person who actually came up with fridgescaping because, guys, I have literally been putting candles and decorative vases in my fridge since way before this was even a thing.
Stop.
Why?
Yeah, why?
What?
Why are you doing that?
Okay, you are missing out, guys. It's incredible to just go to the place that is responsible for storing the thing that gives you energy and health.
Wait, hold on. Can we back up for a second? What else is giving you energy?
Yeah, what?
Well,
you can be honest with us. What do you want, Joanne?
I opened my fridge this morning, and I said, where's that delicious frappuccino I'm going to make? Oh, and I just pulled the milk out, and it's stored in the most beautiful container. I'm telling you, it's just my fridge. I just already dealt with my fridge this morning, and this is the state it puts me in. I mean, can you imagine the thing that is just, I mean, look, all of us enjoy walking into a clean space, right? Especially like a hotel.
Right.
You love a clean, beautiful environment where it smells good. The aesthetics are amazing. So why shouldn't we give our food that's going into our bodies the same feeling?
Because it's coming out the other end in like an hour.
Yeah, it's not.
So anyway, my fridge typically consists of colored bowls that are handcrafted from the Le Creuset collection, if you're familiar.
No, we're not familiar.
Oh my God.
Oh, you've got to check it out. I can send you a link. And then I will accompany those bowls with something colorful like cherries or oranges or carrots. Anything bright and vibrant. When someone opens my fridge, I want them to scream happiness.
You want them to be excited.
So much happiness.
So let me ask you something. You put actual candles and you light them and you put them within your refrigerator.
Actually, what I use, I did try that, but it was a little odd because then I would close the door and I'm like,
Yeah, right.
I try it, scented candles. But, you know, so what I do now, you know those little candles with like the electric, little battery operated tapers? I put those in.
Okay.
I feel like, because when the light goes out in there, think about it. The first light goes out when you shut the door.
Right.
Let me ask you one thing. I have to know this. Do you have any photos of you or your family within the refrigerator?
Oh, yes.
Joanna, stop. Come on.
She goes, oh, yeah.
Come on.
She goes, but of course.
Come on. A fridge is meant to be functional. There's a reason most people don't store random crap in there.
Yeah, this is so weird
like,
to me.
Decorating the outside of the fridge, I mean, that's one thing. That can spark joy. But decorating the inside is just, you're messing with the functionality of the refrigerator. That's what you're doing.
Yes, I am.
You afraid that your scents and dyes are going to go into your food?
No, I'm pretty careful, you know, and I've got the little snap top lids on things, but if it seems like it's a more moist food that, you know, that I'm worried that it could be more receptive, then I'll give it a little, you know, a little barrier. But for the most part, no. I mean, I use very organic, all natural stuff. I haven't noticed while cooking, like, that I've got an over scent of something.
Right.
Nothing has really bothered me. If anything, it's only enriched it. My husband, he's very much now into this whole fridgescaping trend. He's so supportive. Oh, gosh, I love him so much.
Do me a favor. Tell your husband to blink twice if he needs help, okay?
Yeah, you're scaring me, genuinely.
No, but gosh, guys, think about this. I mean, come on. How many people are so miserable today, you know, because they can't find joy in the small things?
Listen, Joanne, I'm not here to yuck your yum.
You never are?
But it's just a little over the top, if you ask me.
It's totally over the top. What are you talking about? Nobody's saying it's not. It's ridiculous.
At least she can admit it. Yeah.
I mean, at least you're not in denial about that. Otherwise, you'd really be freaking us out, and you already have.
Well, you know, what's wrong with a little vase of flowers?
Hey, you do you.
And with your food to cheer them up. They say when a flower doesn't bloom, you fix the environment in which the flower grows, right? You don't actually fix the flower.
Joanna, do you have kids?
I do not have kids.
Right. And so people are screaming at their radio right now who have five children at home. They don't have the room for this. Are you kidding me? But thank you so much for the call.
You're giving me a great idea, though. What if there was like the kids could color inside the fridge?
We got to
go. You had just like crayons. You could wipe it free.
Yeah. No. It's an idea, but I'm just.
Not the kids keeping the fridge door open and all your food going bad.
You're the first person.
That's true. Okay, they can.
Joanna, I got to let you go. But thank you so much for your call. And I'm glad that you actually gave us some insight on how this works.
Absolutely nutty.
Thank you for your time. It's so fun to talk to you guys. Thank you for your work.
And stay positive. Thank you for your work. Okay, bye. Oh, my God.
Okay.
See ya. Oh.
What?
I need a drink. Seriously, I really do that badly.
Mm-hmm.
Holly said, I really don't get this at all. Tell this woman's husband to blink twice.
No, yeah, everyone's blinking. We're all just blinking. Everyone's blinking.
You gotta fill that fridge with meat and cheese.
Yeah, listen, I think fridges have completely and utterly gotten out of control. There's computers on fridges now. Like, full-fledged, touchscreen with pictures and videos and movies. It's like, what are we doing here?
They're just plasma TVs. But I will say, I am impressed with the refrigerators that tell you when certain items are missing or need to be refilled. Jen is texting, and she goes, so, I've seen this trend. I have four kids at home. What person with a grown family has time to turn the inside of the refrigerator into a showroom?
Yeah.
How big is your fridge? I need all the room I can get when feeding a family of six.
Exactly.
Of course you do. She don't got room for a family photo on the inside of your fridge. So sorry. Her poor husband right now. He's got 14 locks on his shed outside just in case she gets any ideas.
He's not doing well.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
98PXY.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.